Rahul, my white brothers and sisters, welcome to day two of Festum Album, which is Destiny or Fatum. Forgive me if I'm mispronouncing the Latin. I am your host, Reverend Hardy Lloyd, Pontifex Maximus of the Creativity Religion and leader for the Church of Ben Clausen. Check us out online at churchofbenclausen.org, churchofbenclausen.org, and creativityreligion.com. creativityreligion.com. You can download the membership or the church manual. I listed it as the Creativity Manual. You can download that, which does have a copy of the Festum Album booklet in it. This is day two, so you light the first black candle for day one first, then the second black candle for day two. And remember, you always light the previous candles first, and you always leave that day's candle burning after you blow out the other ones at the end of every celebration, every service, every ceremony. Today is Destiny. I'm going to be talking about, because we are celebrating the 50th anniversary of our holy faith, our destiny lies with creativity. I'm going to be talking about that. I'm actually restarting this show as I kind of got distracted by the cat, as well as some other thoughts that just kind of all bombarded my head. So I'm going to go ahead and restart. This is day two, so make sure to light both black candles. Today is Destiny, or Fatum, F-A-T-U-M, which is Latin for destiny. You'll have to forgive me, I'm a little bit tired. Getting ready for Festum Album this last week, as well as various friend and family celebrations, and running around doing a lot of things. So I am a little bit tired today. However, that is why I'm going to restart the show. And let us jump into it. I was kind of also going a bit off on a rant. And I don't want to rant. This is our holiday. This is our day. So I need to keep the ranting to a minimum. It's just going to be difficult. Anyway, I got the fire lit. And let us jump into it. So, Fatum, destiny. In this day of destiny, we ponder the glorious future awaiting our people and look fondly upon our manifest destiny. As nature's finest creation, we commit ourselves to this vision, for people without vision shall perish. Our fate is what we make it. Let me read that again. As nature's finest creation, we commit ourselves to this vision, for a people without vision shall perish. Our fate is what we make it. Now, creativity, we believe that we control our own fate. Unlike other ideologies out there, Odinism, Christian identity, even Nazism, which is by and large now become the religion of Hitler, whereas Hitler is now seen as a kind of deity or at the very least a savior figure. Basically, Christ's insanity without the Sermon on the Mount bullshit. Sorry, folks, I have to rant somehow. Anyway, but we believe in our own fate. The only fate that we believe you cannot change is, of course, your DNA, which is what all creatures are bound to. Although there might be some bending and twisting here and there, depending on your own strength of will, obviously our DNA is who we are. And the other point I want to make is that without creativity, we have no destiny, and the white race's destiny is completely wrapped up in creativity. I truly believe that creativity must replace all other ideologies. I truly believe that. There's a lot of individuals out there, whether they're these right-wing faggots who have infiltrated the white racial loyalist movement, so you got all these weird, goofy Christians and nationalists running around, or you got even Odinists preaching nationalism and tribalism. I don't want to get too much in a rant. Let's just say that yesterday I did argue with an individual who's an Odinist who says that white people's true path lies in heathenry and tribalism, and we need to divide ourselves. That nationalism is a good way to divide ourselves, and we should go even further. And because being a tribe is natural to white people, and so you know, like the Arabs or the niggers in Africa, we should divide ourselves as white people. And of course, I start yelling at them, saying, "What, you want me to just reject 90% of my own people?" you know, so once again, any form of nationalism, tribalism, heathenry, paganism, Odinism, Christianity of any stripe, or and even Nazism, these things lead to division. These things are not our destiny. Our destiny lies with creativity. I know there are many white racial loyalists out there who will disagree with me on that. I don't give a shit. I really don't. I truly believe in my heart that creativity is the only path for our people, and that it must replace all other creeds. Because without creativity, we have no destiny. Our destiny lies by our own making. We can't allow the belief, the silly, idiotic belief that the supernatural is going to save the day, that the supernatural, that praying to some tooth fairy or Santa Claus is going to somehow rescue us. We have to go out there and make our own fate. We have to go out there. We have to destroy the Jews. We have to economically, politically, and especially physically destroy the Jews. We must destroy the race traitors. We must destroy the nigger. We must destroy all that which threatens our people. Praying, especially to things that do not exist, is not going to save the day. And we cannot be divided. We cannot be divided based on nationalism and especially goddamn tribalism. I mean, that's even worse. You want to, all of a sudden now, you want to take all the white people within a country, like the United States, which has a plethora of white racial types. And then, because there is a lot of diversity within our own race, and then you want to divide that even further. So here we go. Why don't we reject 99.99% of all of our fellow whites, and we'll do the Jews' job for them? How about that? Yeah, that sounds like a great fucking job. Putz. Having some of my organic tea there. Anyway, our destiny does lie with creativity. That is our destiny. Trying so hard not to rant. That's why I restarted the damn show. Real hard. I went off for like 30 minutes bashing everybody. But, you know, it has to be done. Sometimes some of my strongest supporters, some of my longest members will say, you know, I don't know, you kind of attack fellow white racial loyalists a lot. And, you know, I know they're infidels, but I mean, hell. And I can understand that reasoning, but we have to be steadfast in our belief, in our creed. We have to be steadfast in the belief that this wonderful, beautiful religion of creativity, which is founded upon the laws of nature, which is founded upon billions of years of existence of the universe, that we are wrapped up in that, and that the best way to understand those laws, to understand us being in tune with nature far more than any other species, is through creativity. Ben Clausen wrote the greatest creed ever. Creativity is the only creed that truly shows us where we came from, who we are, and where we're going and how to get there. Everything else has got these trappings on it. The Third Reich is loaded with imagery. Christian identity has nothing but trappings. And then Odinism, you know, once again, you have all this weird imagery. And most of what they believe in, even though they might not understand this, most of what these groups, these other ideologies believe in is not necessary or is distraction in and of itself. Creativity is just the plain black and white English of logic and common sense of our race for our race. It's how we understand who we are as a species. It's how we understand our place in the universe and on the laws that nature created billions of years ago that govern all living things, that even govern fucking stones and rocks. Everything is governed by the laws of nature. Nature created these laws for a purpose. They are to be followed. Always. And Ben Clausen was the only one who actually was able to write it down in plain black and white English, how to understand it. He decoded the universe in plain English. No one has ever been able to do that. Yes, I do enjoy Julius Evola a lot. I do believe Julius Evola was definitely in tune with the universe. I believe Savitri Devi, a bit flowery, a bit dramatic, but that she had some really good wisdom. Rene Guenon, Giovanni Gentili, really, you know, Friedrich Nietzsche, great philosophers, even individuals in the modern, more recently, like William Pierce, George Lincoln Rockwell, you know, they all had understanding. They all had insight into what it was to be white and how we're to go about fighting. But they didn't have the full picture. Or if they did, like people like with Julius Evola, they felt the need to dress it up in such dramatics that you feel like you're and William Pierce did this with that cosmotheism bullshit too. It is dressing up just plain understanding of life and how it works with Shakespearean drama. We don't need all that. We don't need Shakespeare to explain to us that why 2 + 2 = 4. We need somebody like Ben Clausen that says, well, you take two more, you put them together, that makes 4. Boom, simple. We don't need fucking myths and legends and all this real flowery language to dress it up. And all these other creeds do that. Creativity just said, look, the white race has a history and it has a destiny. And there are laws that govern all things, especially us, that if we follow them, we will have victory one day. That's plain black and white English. Simple, honest, direct language. That's all we need. We don't need any of these other crazy creeds. I know back in the 90s, I was real into fucking unity and stuff like that. But then I read Nature's Eternal Religion. I read The White Man's Bible. You know, I read A Revolution of Values Through Religion. I studied the writings of Ben Clausen, and I realized that all these other creeds are fucking bullshit. That it's saying the exact same thing Nature's Eternal Religion does, but it's dress it up with so much, I don't even know how to explain this. It's dressed up with so much so much salad dressing that it's lost all of its original meaning. See, that's the problem. It's like cosmotheism, which is a blatant ripoff of creativity and which is a sin in and of itself. But you have a man who just can't accept, A, that somebody else came up with it first. William Pierce was definitely a dictator, and he didn't like the fact if anybody came up with anything before he did. But I've read Cosmotheism. I read their fucking trilogy book. And, it's 2 + it's you take 2, then you add in leaves and the wind and the sky. You take 2 more, and then you throw in the great power of the mythos of the Aryan warrior from 1,500 years ago, and boom, you get 4. I'm like, you don't need all that to explain how you get to 4. And Julius Evola does the same shit. Because when you read Revolt Against the Modern World, and you read Cosmotheism, and then you read Nature's Eternal Religion, you're like, well, all three are basically saying the same thing, except Nature's Eternal Religion is it's just plain black and white English. and all this other shit is just it's like Shakespeare. You're listening to fucking Shakespeare. Okay, yes, I can see that there is some beauty in that, but A, it's not necessary. You're taking something that doesn't need it and adding it in just for dramatic flair. And two is we don't have the time for that shit. We don't have the time for people to study all this metaphysical, esoteric, occult bullshit. We don't need that. There's no time. We're in the final years. Don't people understand these are the... If this was 1900 or 1950 or even 1985, I could still see... I could be like, okay, there's still time. We still have time to reach our destiny. We still have time. Let's study some of the metaphysical stuff. Let's study some of the esoteric. Let's see if we can turn lead into gold. We've got some time. We don't have time anymore. We don't have time. We ran out of this shit. We are gone. Gone. There is no time. I would have thought that Matt Hale's kidnapping, my kidnapping, and would have taught people that, yeah, we're out of time now. We're out of time. Because even in the 60s, they would be hard-pressed just to grab somebody, give them a 40-year sentence, or like with me, throw them in for 12 years on for just promoting their religion. Because they never did that with Rockwell. Rockwell, besides getting simple pinches for, you know, just general, like, activism related items, which were violations of city ordinances, the only time he ever really faced any major issue was when he was thrown in the loony bin. And that's the only time they did it. But there was such a backlash to that abuse of authority, even in during the 60s, that they pulled back a little bit. And so they just decided to slander him mostly. Today, Matt Hale got 40 years for nothing, for laughing at a really bad joke. I got thrown in for 12 years total simply for putting up flyers. We've run out of time. If we want to reach our destiny, if we want to win this racial holy war, we don't have time for all this Shakespearean drama. We don't have time for that. We don't. Go to a fucking play for 2 hours. If you want the esoteric, if you want the mythos, go to a fucking play. We don't have to, or watch The Lord of the Rings or some shit. We don't have time for this. The cause does not have the time anymore. We don't. We ran out of that. If we want our race to have a destiny, and I hope that you do, the only way we're going to have that destiny, the only way we're going to find the true path to get to that destiny is through the plain black and white English of Ben Clausen's holy words. That's the only way. Creativity shows us this path, and plainly does. It says, look, see that path there? Boom, follow that path, and you'll win. You'll win every time. We don't need to have, you know, men flying around on chariots and, flying cats, flying goats, you know, somebody turning stones into bread and shit like that. We don't need all this stuff. We don't need to hear about the ether and how it joins in with superstring theory via the quarks and neurons of the atoms in your body to connect you to the great creator at the center of the universe. We don't need all this bullshit. We don't need any of that. We're not going to have a destiny if we keep following silly, idiotic paths like this. I understand. I used to be a Nazi mystic myself. I used to be really into this type of shit. I used to really be into traditional Satanism, Nazi mysticism, the occult. I used to really be into that shit. I was really into it. And then I realized when after reading Nature Term Religion, I'm like, wait. Why am I doing this? This is stupid. This is idiotic. In fact, one of the reasons that I wrote, some of you will remember this, I wrote the Melkarist Handbook really as a way of making fun of people that believe in that shit. And it was basically a quasi role play book. I mean, it was only like, what, 8 pages long, but it was a quasi, I based it on Star Wars role play books because I was really into Star Wars role play stuff back when I was a kid. But George Lucas and Disney just totally destroyed it for me. I used to be really into that stuff. But anyway, George Lucas murdered it and Disney raped the corpse. So I kind of gave up on that. It's nothing but Star Trek now, and everybody knows how much I hate that shit. Anyway, the no, but I got distracted. I'm sorry, folks. Hold on, I take a drink. This is a lot better than the last recording I did that I scrubbed. I'm sorry, I'm kind of getting off on a really goofy rant. And I lost my place, too. No, excuse me. But let me digress a bit. With creativity, we have destiny, you know, because it is plain black and white English. We don't need the role play like stuff of tribalism, spookism, Odinism, heathenry. I can't believe that somebody claiming to be a white racial loyalist actually told me yesterday, this is on Gab, actually told me that white people should divide themselves even more so than they already do. That it shouldn't just be based on religion and nationality, which is stupid, but that it should go even further. Like, even if you're within the same racial bloodline, like, even people that are Celtic should hate other Celts that aren't part of, like, specific Celts. Like, you have to hate, like, if you're from Scotland and you're Celtic, then you can only, and you're an Odinist, then you have to reject anybody who's not a Scottish Celtic Odinist. I mean, it's just like, division upon division upon division. It's the weirdest thing I ever heard, and I actually said to this person, I said, you either are an idiot, an absolute fucking idiot, or you have to be some fucking COINTELPRO, because what you just said is the most idiotic thing I've ever heard in my life. I'm not making it up, but this is an actual conversation I had with somebody. See, that's not destiny. You're not going to have destiny with that. And you're not going to have a destiny if you get into the esoteric, if you get into the occult, if you get into this really bizarre, well, let's take science, let's take super string theory and let's turn it into a fucking religion where there's some type of great spirit, the great creator, as Willie Pierce would say, and that he's at the center of the universe and he's pulling all the strings. Like, isn't it, can't you just look at reality and just say, look, we got the Jews, they're our enemy, we got the niggers, we got these Shabbos goy race traders, we need to fucking take care of these people, we need to attack them, we need to come together as white people and attack those that are unwhite, that are outside of being white. We need to attack all of that. That's the enemy, this is who we are, and that's it. Period, end of discussion. Simple, right? Sounds very simple. And with that simplicity, you have a destiny. With all this convoluted Shakespearean shit, excuse me, you don't have a destiny. You don't. I guess I found a way to rant on everybody anyway, but it's true, though. It's true. If we keep dividing ourselves, or if we keep following creeds, even if they are white power, that are convoluted, then we're never going to win, because people are going to take too much time. They're going to focus on hating a fellow white people, like we see all this anti-Russian bullshit. As far as I'm concerned, if you're going to attack white Russians, then you're a race traitor. But we see all this anti-Russian bullshit. White people from South America. There's a lot of these Nordic faggots who hate people that are from, like, even though there's tons of Nordic people in South America, but just because they were born, once again, tribalism coming in to divide the day, it just because they happen to be from Argentina or Brazil, doesn't matter how Celtic or Nordic they are, well, they're from South America, so fuck them. Or, oh, they're from Russia, so fuck them. I don't understand this stuff. That there's no destiny to be had with that. There is no destiny to be had with that at all. None. No destiny. The only way we're going to have destiny, the only way we're going to be able to fight the enemy is through the basic writings of Ben Clausen, through the simplistic writing of Nature and Religion, White Man's Bible, which is simple in that it gets you to understand the creed and program, understand our history, understand who the enemy is and how to fight them, and how to live in accordance with the universe, right? But without any of the flowery language. Any of you who's ever read Julius Evola Julius Evola or Rene Guenon, Nietzsche even, Savitri Devi or Willie Pierce, you'll notice that it's just an inordinate amount of time is wasted on, you know, basically like turning superstring theory or quantum mechanics or just basic study of elements and atoms into some bizarre ritualistic spookist religion. And we don't need that. That's stupid. And we don't have time for it. With the simplicity yet the strength of creativity, we have the tools, we have the time, we have the knowledge to have a destiny. I know I'm pushing creativity really hard in this broadcast, but I don't care. This is a show about creativity. We are celebrating creativity. And another thing is, because I forget whether I mentioned this at the beginning or not. I probably didn't. But as I was lighting the candles and I was doing the evening prayer before the show, this is like an hour before the show, and I lit the candles and I did the prayer and I did my own private service. I felt a connection. I felt an actual connection with the tens of thousands of creators around the world that at that moment are lighting candles and repeating the exact same words that I am. I felt a connection. I felt proud. I felt happy. I felt content. I don't need to dress that up with spookism. I don't need to dress it up with Shakespearean English. I don't need to dress that up with the esoteric, with the mystical, with the occult. I don't need anything fancy. I am a creator. There are thousands of other creators out there. We are following the same path at the same time using the same words. That's all the connection I need. That's all the understanding I need. I don't need it dressed up. And because it's simple like that, because I instinctually feel a connection, that I feel I'm a part of the creator community attached with all these other white people, I am content. I know we're going to win. I know we're going to have a destiny because I can feel that. It's genetic. It's in the blood. I'm connected. I'm connected. Call it superstring theory or what have you. Just don't attach any weird mythos to it. But I am connected through the blood, through my DNA, through 200,000, through 200, sorry folks, through 200, the TV went on, through 200,000 years of evolution, I am connected. Call it spiritual if you want to. I am connected on a spiritual level with my entire white race. I don't need to dress that up. I don't need spooks for that. That's based on evolution. It's based on logic and common sense. It's based on me being connected through 200,000 years of evolution in history, that I'm connected with other white people of my same race who follow my same religion. I am connected on some subatomic level with them. I don't need to understand how it works. I don't need to dress it up with anything. I don't need to fucking invent a deity in order to make it seem, to make it have sense to it. It just is. That's it, period. It just is, and we just have a destiny regardless of what the Jews do. We don't need to dress any of these things up. I don't understand this need by so many people, intelligent white people, racially conscious white people. I don't understand the need to dress things up, to add Shakespeare or a mythos or a spook into something that's just, we listen, I don't know how ESP works, but I believe many white people have evolved to have it. Why? I don't know. It's just part of evolution. We don't need to understand the why on every goddamn thing that happens in the world. That's another mistake. Everyone's like, well, if we're white, then we need to know how everything works all the time. No, we don't. Some things are just never going to be understood. You know, I mean, if you fell into the middle of the sun, nobody knows what's going to happen. I mean, nobody knows what's really in there, right? But it doesn't matter. Who cares? It's the same with this. I'm connected to other creators around the world. I can't explain it. It's just We're connected through evolution and through our blood, and that's fine for me. I don't need any window dressing. It's just, I just don't get it. People just need to have some metaphysical meaning to everything. I don't get that. Just fuck, 2 + 2 = 4, period. Because it's logical, because it's common sense. We don't need any fantastic explanation. In fact, and if we don't have an explanation, but we know it's the truth, then fuck it, that's good enough. And it should be good enough. Nobody should ever demand an answer to something that they know they're never going to have without inventing bullshit to fill the void. And that's the problem. And if we waste our time on that, we're not going to have a destiny. And if we continue to believe in nationalism, to believe in tribalism, that to believe in heathenry, to believe in Christ's insanity, to divide ourselves based upon like Protestant versus Catholic, Northern Irish versus Southern Irish. If we continue to divide ourselves along these lines, we're never going to unite, and we're never going to win, and we're never going to have a destiny. We need to just focus on our race, on the war, and on creativity as our only creed and program. And if we do that, then we're going to win. We will have a destiny. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. We will definitely have a destiny. Well, I believe I've driven home the point. You know, I just want to emphasize once more that we don't need, nobody needs to know the, you know, why does 2 + 2 = 4? Because it just does. Because logic and common sense tell us it does. We don't need to have 2 + unicorn + 2 connected through the mystical ether equals 4. We don't need all that. And all these other creeds, even Nazism today, all these other creeds have that bullshit in it. That's why only creativity is the true destiny of the white race. Only creativity holds the salvation of the white race within its grasp. All these other things is just window dressing. It's filling a void that either doesn't really exist or that you shouldn't care exists. So think about that. Think about that and think about your own personal destiny and the destiny of your own primary group, your own congregation, your own family unit, if you have one. If you're lucky enough to have a racially conscious family unit, think about the destiny that all of you have in your own primary group, your own unit, about the destiny you have because of creativity, destiny you have because all of you believe in the same faith, the faith of creativity, this holy, wonderful religion, which is founded upon logic and common sense, rooted in the experience of history and the scientific method. It is a wonderful creed to believe in. It is a wonderful religion to follow, and it will give you solace, just as it gives me solace, just as I felt a connection earlier with every one of you out there that's lighting the candles on this night and repeating the exact same words that I am. I felt that connection. I don't need some weird spookism or mythos to explain it. It just is because of evolution, and that's good enough for me, and that's good enough for everybody else. So remember these things. Keep them true. Keep them in your heart. Read the holy books. Follow those 16 commandments, because if we do that, we're definitely going to have a destiny, and we will definitely win this racial holy war. Thank you for joining with me today. Tomorrow is unity, and that's where we light our first white candle, and I will be talking about the unity that will only be found through creativity. That will be tomorrow's topic. Today, destiny, as far as movies, once again, anything on ancient Rome, ancient Greece, ancient Egypt is good. You know, a good thing, 300 and 300 Rise of an Empire would be good movies. Those are clearly racial movies where you have like the all white cast versus the mixed race cast, based upon when the white Greeks stood up against the mixed race and Jew Persians and defeated them. that would be a couple of good movies. Really, just, you know, anything that's dealing with, you know, ancient civilizations, you know, like Cleopatra and whatnot. King Arthur movies actually would probably be good for Destiny. Those would be good as well. You know, it would be really good. Although, I would wait till West Victory Day to watch these, but anything dealing with the Alamo and the Texas War of Independence, would be good as far as the white man's, fighting for his destiny. So, anyway, keep those in mind. But tomorrow will be day three. We'll be talking about Unity, and, I will talk to you again tomorrow. Anyway, once again, just, Keep creativity close to your heart. Know that in creativity, our race has a destiny. You have a destiny. Your family has a destiny. And your brothers and sisters in your own congregation have a destiny. We all have a destiny, but only through creativity. And if we remember that, and we keep it close to our hearts, close to our minds, close to our racial soul, we will definitely be able to win this racial holy war. Rahoa!